Salvaging SARS-CoV-2 Task Force. The important work being done by sequencing laboratories and monitoring the virus. Dramatic development and long-term effects from COVID-19. Individual recommendations on vaccination for Salvaging Premium clients. We have been predicting for some time now that SARS-CoV-2 would mutate and evolve. From the variants that have since emerged, in particular B.1.1.7 and 501Y.V2, it is clear that central monitoring of new variants as they arise, similar to that for influenza viruses, has a vital role to play in ensuring better management of the pandemic. It is also important for us in the work we do advising our clients on vaccination. New variants were recently identified in Japan, and there are bound to be yet more in the pipeline, either having minimal effect or with the serious consequences we have recently seen. The problem is that, with the honourable exceptions of Israel, South Korea, China, and especially the UK, there is no systematic monitoring taking place. We see the emergence of B.1.1.7 in England and its devastating consequences as a wake-up call for a global monitoring network to be established. It is no coincidence that the two variants were discovered in countries which have an excellent track record in sequencing activity. We are working on the assumption that the SARS-CoV-2 virus does not mutate as quickly as the influenza virus, but nonetheless much more frequently than the general run of coronaviruses. Vaccines will probably have to be adapted to combat the variants that bring about an essential change in the disease. This is where the mRNA vaccines will have a clear advantage. Most of the variants that we know of are independent of each other and emerged some time ago. The personalized recommendations made by our Vaccination and Medication Advisory Board take the established facts into account. The mutations that have come to our attention were the reason why there have been delays in making recommendations. We have now given the BioNTech vaccine the all clear because we believe that the overall efficacy will be maintained. This is not yet the case for the vaccines from AstraZeneca and Moderna, for which the manufacturers have not yet produced the necessary documentation. The mutations which are being closely monitored by us are, of course, yet another reason why we make personalized recommendations. If you have any questions, please contact your Salvaging consultant directly. For some time now, our keynotes and podcasts have been providing detailed coverage of the long-term consequences of COVID-19. It is almost 12 months since the pandemic began. Exactly 1 year ago, we received the first official report from China of a fatality resulting from SARS-CoV-2. Since then, research has continued apace. The cases so far documented have provided us with better information on the long-term effects. These are conspicuous and much more widespread than even we ourselves had expected. Large-scale research projects have also looked into asymptomatic cases. In this respect, it is important that our clients submit to the risk-free preventative tests suggested by us in our Salvaging C19 immunization program. This is especially valid for premium clients who have already had an infection, for whom we have developed our own aftercare protocol aimed at detecting long-term damage and treating it as soon as possible to avoid permanent and irreparable conditions. This primarily concerns the endothelium, as described in a previous keynote. In the case of an infection, it can cause the sufferer to age up to 10 years. This form of extremely accelerated aging can affect the heart, the kidneys, the liver, and of course exacerbate existing neurological conditions. We expect this phenomenon to manifest itself even more strongly in the coming months, not least because the number of people recovering has increased exponentially, and in the meantime, it has come in for greater medical scrutiny with more and more data being published. The situation, which resembled a black box, should become more transparent. The symptoms of long COVID are complaints that recur in waves for months after recovery. As specialists in health optimization, we expect to be dealing with the aftermath of the pandemic long after it has subsided. The most serious problems reported in various publications, for example, in the scientific journal JAMA, are impaired lung function, mental fatigue, and loss of physical fitness. C19 fatigue is clearly more severe than other forms of exhaustion. Inflammatory processes, which are triggered by excessive immune reactions and develop in an autoimmune way, come along in waves. Another very impressive study has now been published in The Lancet magazine, according to which 76% of corona patients still have symptoms a year after the disease has subsided. We will be contacting Celvigene Premium clients who have been infected in the last few months in connection with our C19 aftercare program, with information about the characteristic symptoms and appropriate treatment. We already have preliminary data on the extent to which ATP, adenosine triphosphate, drops steeply, which manifests itself in the form of diminished energy levels, as well as damage to the mitochondrial system, which in some cases is very striking. We are focusing extensively on this in our standard premium program.